Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Robbie.
4th of July weekend.
4th of July weekend.
Yeah, we're getting the burgers and their hot dogs ready. There may not be fireworks. That might have been canceled. But that doesn't mean there's no action. And before we get to, let's start right away. As a tradition now during this pandemic, is to get the KBO live bet in. So right now they're in a commercial break on ESPN. But they're about to head to the top of the 8th inning between the LG Twins and the Samsung Lions. Now, Leroy, this has been a lot of runs so far. It's 9-6 in favor of the Lions. That's a total of 15. Right now, you could bet the live total at 16.5. And the over is actually a slight underdog at plus 105. So we got four half innings of baseball, two innings left, and, well, I guess three half innings because the Samsung Lions, they're the home team, so they might not have to have a bottom of the ninth. But, yeah, all we need is two runs here, and we're good. And the way the KBO bullpen has been operating, there's been some nine-run innings in the ninth inning at times. So you know what? Give me the live over, 16.5, LG Twins, Samsung Lions. Got one in the books. Love the instant action.
So this will be over before the show. Yeah. You're going to feel good going into the weekend or terrible?
Yeah. Well, there's a little concern. It is pouring, but they've been playing for this pouring rain for like five innings. I don't know if they believe in rain delays.
I just say this? I have never, like, in all of the coverage that I've seen Japanese baseball, I've never seen it rain. Is it because they play indoors?
Yeah, there is a lot of domes. I would say. Oh, wait. Okay. We got a home run. All right, we're already.
All right, Robbie, let's move on to two. We don't need the play by play. This is what scares me about doing the Mag 7 during KBO time.
All right. So how about a little soccer parlay for the weekend? All right. This is a baby. It's a cute one. Like Zeus. You got Atletico Madrid. They are taking on Mallorca. That's today at 4 p.m. A little happy hour action during your 4th of July weekend. Atletico Madrid, a -360 favorite. But, of course, we don't lay 3.5-1 here. We want to get paid. That's the number one goal of the Magnificent Seven, is to get paid. And so let's take it to 10 a.m. tomorrow. You're just killing time, antsy before the hot dog eating contest starts. How about 10 a.m.? Manchester United, they're taking on Bournemouth. Manchester United, a -650 favorite, but we're still not quite there. Then you have to go Saturday at 3 p.m. after the hot dog eating contest to bookend your sporting events on 4th of July. You got Chelsea taking on Watford. Chelsea, a -245 favorite, and that's it. All you need is three winners, three layups, three winners. No 7-team, no 8-team parlay. It's cute. You could pet this parlay.
You could pet it.
Yeah, it's cute.
It won't bite you.
Yeah.
Number three, Robbie.
Number three. We're on number three. All right. Now this is one soccer match. You got Aston Villa taking on Liverpool. Now Liverpool is favored by 1.5 goals. Now we may be on the bruise, Leroy, of a drunken Liverpool train. Now you guys know.
Oh, because they already won the Premier League, right?
Yes.
Is it Premier League? No.
Yes, it is Premier League. Yeah. They've already won, and they don't have playoffs. They just play the regular season. and whoever's the regular season champion is the champion of the league. And so Liverpool is in this position where they're out partying, and they still have to play games. Now, you know what happened last week? I said this on the Magnificent Seven. Liverpool played Manchester City this past week. You know what the final score was, Leroy?
What?
4-0 they lost to Manchester City. And even the coach of Manchester City, Pep Guardiola, he even said that they drank a lot of beers last week. And so what motivation does Liverpool really have? They're hammered. You got the drunk Liverpool train. And by the way, Aston Villa, not so terrible. In fact, in their four games back since they came back to play, they have not lost by more than one goal. They only lost by one goal to Chelsea, another Premier League powerhouse. I think Liverpool's going to be too hammered to give a goal and a half. Take the goal and a half. They don't even have to win the game. And they could tie and you win also. Give me Aston Villa plus a goal and a half. Drunken Liverpool train.
I like your thinking. I like your thinking. Number four.
Wait, don't drink and train, kids. Number four. All right, let's get to the good stuff. The hot dog eating contest. But you know, there's also the women's hot dog eating contest. And you could bet the over-under on the total amount of hot dogs eaten by the winner, which is going to be Mickey Sudo. Even the commissioner of Major League Eating said she's going to obliterate the competition, which it's weird for a commissioner to say that. It's like Roger Goodell predicting the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. I don't know how I feel about that. It's a little fishy if you ask me. But the over-under is set at 40.5 hot dogs for the winner. And by the way, the over is the favorite at minus 200. Your under pays out plus 150. Now, here's the thing. Mickey Sudo, she's won it every year since 2014. But only one time ever has she gone over 40 hot dogs. That was her record in 2017. In fact, since 2017, when she broke actually, she doesn't have the official record. The Black Widow has the record of 45 hot dogs back in 2013, but her record is 41. And Black Widow, she's long retired. She doesn't participate in this stuff anymore. She then went, in 2018, Leroy, 37 hot dogs. She still won. 2019, last year, 31 hot dogs. And she's been on a steep decline over the past couple years, and who knows how the pandemic may have affected her training. And if she's going to obliterate everybody, Leroy, she might just look at the scoreboard and start to coast. Like, why risk, you know, throwing 10 more hot dogs down my face when I've already got this in the bag? So and the under pays better at plus 150. Give me the under, 40.5 hot dogs. I think she wins, but she doesn't get over the record.
All right. She's tiny too, isn't she?
They're all tiny. They're all pretty tiny.
Right.
Yeah, like remember one year the fridge, William the Refrigerator Perry, he was in the contest as a publicity stunt, and he only ate like 4 hot dogs.
Well, that's because he got no teeth. He couldn't chew. Serious. Yeah.
So from then on forward, they banned celebrity appearances at the hot dog eating contest. The guy's very serious.
Jay Fig, how many hot dogs could you eat?
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
No. I could, no. In 10 minutes?
Hey, if they want me to eat hot dogs, they better put some ketchup, mustard. And here's a twist. You know, people get the onions and the peppers or whatever. Pickles.
Whoa.
Pickles.
You know what pickles is, right?
It's sounds too Haitian. Much like pickles.
It's Haitian. It's like coleslaw, but spicy.
Oh, can I eat that?
Ooh, yeah, it's like pickled. It's all the stuff in like coleslaw, but it's pickled and spicy. Throw that on there. You're good to go.
I mean, I love.
I'm not a fan of coleslaw. I've tried.
I love coleslaw.
I've tried.
No. I don't know if I like pickles or spicy.
It's okay. Like, it's okay. Coleslaw. I'll go with coleslaw. Tomorrow, here. You got to have some type of salad. You can go with the coleslaw. You can go with the potato salad.
Love potato salad.
Or you can go with the macaroni salad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Now, y'all haven't been hip to the Southern style potato salad.
I do like those.
Great. All it is they just put mustard in it. That's it.
I have one shamelessly, you know, KFC, they give out humongous side plates. And the coleslaw was like a massive bowl of coleslaw. And I shamelessly, like, you know, not without even paying attention, finished the whole thing.
Well, Robbie, that's like, do you? That's why I tell her, look, Robbie comes over to my house and we go out to eat. I'm like, man, do you?
I should be in a coleslaw eating competition. I think I can win that.
You really? You love coleslaw that much?
I mean, not apparently not too many people like it that much. I feel like I have an edge.
I got to tell you, I've seen people put on a turkey sandwich the day after Thanksgiving, put potato salad on that turkey sandwich.
Ooh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But coleslaw, I've never seen coleslaw with any other, you know, have any other role other than just a side. Like, it's just, eh.
All right. Well, back to, we got the men's hot dog eating contest, too, main event. And you can also bet the over-under on the men's hot dog winner, which is set at 73.5. Now, Joey Chestnut's record is 74. Now, Leroy, I have a feeling. Joey Chestnut, I feel like he's been dodging. He dodged our show yesterday. He's been dodging us all week. I feel like he doesn't want to let on that he might not have it this year. He might be weak. He might be beat. And Joey Chestnut, he's trying to trick himself because you guys know that they're not doing the hot dog eating contest outside with the raucous crowd and all that. They're going to be inside, and the competitors are going to be separated by plexiglass dividers. They're going to be in some sort of warehouse. Now, Joey Chestnut said that because they're making less hot dogs, that the hot dogs are going to taste better. Don't buy it. Hot dogs are hot dogs. That's what he said.
What?
Yeah, he said that because...
Wait a minute. So if you win a hot dog eating contest by only eating 60 instead of 73, you think you tasted it better because you ate 10 less?
Well, there's
13 less?
Normally, there's like 20 competitors. I think they've only they narrowed it down to 10. So by rule, they have, by default, they have to make less hot dogs because there's not going to be as many people participating in it. So he's still going to get the same tray of hot dogs. But yeah, I don't buy that they're going to taste better. I think he's trying to trick himself. And plus, you know, there's not going to be a crowd, Leroy. So check this out. When you're outside and the final 5 minutes, you're struggling to get through some hot dogs, you got the crowd there to give you a lift. And
you don't. What? Stop.
I have
to tell you something. I'm going to keep it real. Right? Whenever I've been on the field, tired and hurting, right? When the fans start cheering, I'm thinking more along the lines of, if I screw this up, I'm going to get booed, and not that they gave me the strength to get through it.
Either way, it's motivation from the crowd. Maybe it might be negative reinforcement, but it's still motivation. Joey Chestnut's going to be in a cold warehouse by himself, and nobody to egg him on. He's just going to—he might get lulled to sleep halfway through his hot dogs toward the final couple minutes.
It's only 10 minutes, right?
10 minutes, but that home stretch, that final
hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yeah, his record is 74. He'd have to beat his record for this to go.
It would take me 3 days to eat 74 hot dogs. No, literally.
Take the under. I think Joey Chestnut, I don't think he has it. Or else he would have come on our show yesterday. But he's scared. He's shook.
Are you betting the under because he didn't come on our show?
A little bit. I have science back there. I am a little bit team petty with Joey Chestnut.
He stood us up twice.
Yeah, he did.
Twice.
I was so looking forward to say it. I wasn't even going to participate in the interview. I just so was looking forward to that inside information he was going to give. And he stiffed us, Leroy.
Right.
He's
usually won by a big number, right?
Yeah, well, that's where I get to this next bet. The next bet is the second place finisher. How much? It's basically a hot dog spread. Joey Chestnut is favored by 15.5 hot dogs over the second place finisher. Now, the minus 15.5 is the huge favorite here, minus 270 for the 15.5, but. It should be noted, since Chestnut lost, believe it or not, Joey Chestnut actually lost back in 2015, only Carmen Sincotti, the man who has the croqueta record, he's the only guy to be within 15.5 hot dogs. But he's retired. He's not in the competition anymore. He retired back in 2018.
He retired from eating?
Competitive eating, yes, he retired. At 27 years old, right in his prime, I feel like.
You know what?
You wanted to get some ladies?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like, man, I want to have a wife and family. I can't do this. Need to get a real job.
And so here's the thing. I think I already said it before, the no crowd is going to be a letdown. He's been dodging our show. I think he's nervous. He's shook. And what do you do when you're nervous? You do nervous eating. That's what we all do. When we're nervous, we do nervous eating. We start snacking on stuff we're not supposed to. I think he's all out of whack. I know normally his routine is he fasts for like 2 or 3 days before the competition. I have a feeling he's going to be sneaking some Twinkies in during this fast. I feel like he's nervous.
Twinkies. You know, Twinkies will survive the apocalypse.
It's true.
It's true. And we eat them. We eat that. Wonder what's wrong with our body.
Look, yeah, like Joey Chestnut, his training during this pandemic has been thrown off. He might coast in the last 5 minutes. And plus the payout, you're getting 2-1 on the payout. If all you have to do is, you know, the guy doesn't have to win the contest, just have to be within 15 and a half hot dogs. And Leroy, I don't know about you, Leroy, but when somebody's giving you 15 and a half hot dogs, don't you always take it?
Okay, yeah.
Give me the plus 15 and a half for any second place. It could be anybody in the field. All you have to do is be within 15 and a half of
Joey Chestnut. Basically Joey Chestnut versus the field, and you get 15 and a half hot dogs.
Yes. Right. I mean, I'm always going to take 15 and a half hot dogs if they're put on the plate. I'm going to eat them. Just how it is.
How many do you think you could eat?
I was actually in an eating competition once, and I thought I was going to school the competition, and I finished in last place. It's harder than it looks.
What kind of eating? Was it a wing?
It was pulled pork sandwiches.
Pulled pork. So, like when next is going to be what? T-bone? T-bone steak? Like, come on. Pulled pork?
You can take the bone out.
You might as well just eat bread.
It was rough.
I'm all down with the chicken wing thing, because that's not bread. But once you get the bread, here's why. Robbie, once they do those contests with bread and they dip the bread in water, I'm out. That's disgusting.
And finally, this event is not going to be till Wednesday, but it's going to be before the next Magnificent Seven, so I got to get this one in. We have possibly the return of men's American team sports on Wednesday. You think I'm not going to bet on it? You're crazy. And not only that, it's Inter Miami against Orlando City in the MLS's back tournament. Now, check this out. Inter Miami, expansion Inter Miami, playing in the third ever game. They're favored by half a goal, which I'm going to throw five salmon at this. Because here's why. I feel like we don't know better because of HIPAA laws, but I feel like for Inter Miami to be favored, I feel like Orlando has to have some key players with the COVID who aren't going to play. That's what I'm reading in the line.
I'm surprised there's not an over-under COVID for these various sports, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like over under three positive, 2.5 positive tests. Yeah, but it feels like a trap to take Orlando City plus half a goal, and it's the return of a sports. And you know what? I mean, I'm going to be rooting hard for Inter Miami. I'm going to be so excited for them to be back. And this may be a little bit of a homer bet in there, but I feel like I could make a happiness hedge here, take Orlando City plus half a goal. But Leroy, hedging is for suckers. Give me Inter Miami, lay the half a goal. They're going to blow them out. There may be some key players on Orlando City with the COVID. Inter Miami is the play here. Lay the half a goal for their official return. It's going to be the first game, Leroy, of this tournament. It's the official return of American team sports next Wednesday. And that's your Magnificent Seven. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.